This is the first part of Module 1, Unit 1 of the Spanish Head Start for Puerto Rico. Make sure that you have read the student guide, the objectives, and the English version of the conversation before you continue. Listen to the conversation. You may follow the English text or the Spanish text, or just lean back, close your eyes, and picture what is happening as you listen. If you have any problem understanding, check the English version of the conversation.
Buenos días, señora Ponte. Yo soy el contramaestre Scott.
Buenos días, contramaestre. ¿Cómo está usted?
Muy bien, gracias. ¿Y usted?
Muy bien.
Señora Ponte, le presento a mi esposa Lisa.
Mucho gusto, señora Scott.
Encantada, señor.
Replay the conversation until you're sure you understand each line. Now, it is your turn to practice speaking. In practicing this conversation, you may wish to experiment with different techniques to find out what works best for you. If you follow the text as you work through the conversation, be sure to replay and practice without the text. If you listen first without using the text, go back and follow the Spanish text. Don't repeat anything you don't understand. Stop the tape whenever you need to replay sections, to check meanings, or just to catch your breath and relax for a minute. Try to imitate the speaker as closely as you can. Ready? Let's begin. Listen to how Petty Officer Scott says, "Good morning."
Buenos días.
Repeat.
Buenos días. Buenos días.
Mister is...
Señor.
The N with the tilde in...
Señor.
Is much like the sound produced when the words can and you are pronounced together. Can you? Repeat.
Señora Ponte. Señora Ponte.
Now say.
Buenos días, señora Ponte. Buenos días, señora Ponte.
I am is...
Yo soy.
Repeat.
Yo soy. Yo soy.
Repeat.
El contramaestre Scott. El contramaestre Scott.
Now the entire line.
Buenos días, señora Ponte. Yo soy el contramaestre Scott. Buenos días, señora Ponte. Yo soy el contramaestre Scott.
Mr. Aponte answers.
Buenos días, contramaestre.
Repeat.
Buenos días, contramaestre. Buenos días, contramaestre.
How are you is...
¿Cómo está usted?
Notice the linking of the vowels between the words...
¿Cómo?
And...
¿Está?
And...
¿Está?
And...
¿Usted?
Listen and repeat.
¿Cómo está? ¿Cómo está? ¿Cómo está usted? ¿Cómo está usted?
The entire line now.
Buenos días, contramaestre. ¿Cómo está usted? Buenos días, contramaestre. ¿Cómo está usted?
Fine, thank you. Is...
Muy bien, gracias.
Repeat.
Muy. Muy. Bien. Bien.
Now say...
Muy bien. Muy bien.
Listen.
Gracias.
The C, when followed by an I, is pronounced like an S. Repeat.
Gracias. Gracias.
Now say,
muy bien, gracias. Muy bien, gracias.
And you is?
¿Y usted?
Repeat.
¿Y usted? ¿Y usted?
Let's try the whole line now.
Muy bien, gracias. ¿Y usted? Muy bien, gracias. ¿Y usted?
Mr. Aponte responds and says,
muy bien.
Then, Petty Officer Scott wants to introduce his wife to Mr. Aponte and says,
señor Aponte, le presento a mi esposa Lisa.
Notice that the O of
presento
and the A that follows are said very fast, almost linked together. Listen and repeat.
Le presento a. Le presento a. Le presento a mi esposa Lisa. Le presento a mi esposa Lisa.
Now say,
señora Ponte, le presento a mi esposa Lisa. Señora Ponte, le presento a mi esposa Lisa.
Mr. Aponte is pleased to meet Mrs. Scott and says,
mucho gusto, señora Scott.
Meaning, glad to meet you, Mrs. Scott. The you in the words
mucho
and in
gusto
sounds like the you in the word who. Listen and repeat.
Gusto. Gusto. Mucho gusto. Mucho gusto.
Mrs. Scott is
señora Scott.
Repeat.
Señora Scott. Señora Scott.
Now the whole line.
Mucho gusto, señora Scott. Mucho gusto, señora Scott.
Mrs. Scott responds,
encantada, señora Aponte.
I'm delighted, Mr. Aponte. Listen.
Encantada.
Listen carefully again to the pronunciation of the D in this word.
Encantada. Encantada.
The D, when in between vowels, is pronounced like the TH in the English word the. Listen and repeat.
Encantada. Encantada.
Now say,
encantada, señora Ponte. Encantada, señora Ponte.
If you have been referring to the Spanish text as you work through the conversation, you might wish to practice now once or twice without the text. If you've been working without the book, practice once or twice while following the Spanish text. Reading is not an objective of this course, but you may find that seeing the words helps you remember them. You will now hear the conversation again at normal speed. Repeat each line during the pause. Speak loudly and clearly. Practice until you can keep up with the tape without looking at the text.
Buenos días, señora Ponte. Yo soy el contramaestre Scott.
Buenos días, contramaestre. ¿Cómo está usted?
Muy bien, gracias. ¿Y usted?
Muy bien.
Señora Ponte, le presento a mi esposa Lisa.
Mucho gusto, señora Scott.
Encantada, señor.
You may stop the tape now to read the notes on the conversation before going on to the exercises. Now, let's practice and expand on the conversation. Petty Officer Scott and Mr. Aponte both said,
Buenos dias.
At the beginning of their conversation.
Buenos dias.
Means good morning and is used until noon. From noon to dusk, you use
Buenas tardes.
From dusk on, you use
Buenas noches.
Which means both good evening and good night. Exercise one. Listen and repeat these phrases.
Buenos dias. Buenas tardes. Buenas noches.
Exercise two. Listen and repeat the following Navy ranks.
Marinero. Contramaestre. Jefe. Señor. Alférez. Teniente. Teniente comandante. Comandante. Capitán. Comodoro. Almirante.
Petty Officer Scott greets Mr. Aponte and introduces himself. Listen.
Yo soy el contramaestre Scott.
Repeat.
Yo soy. Yo soy.
Now listen and repeat.
Yo soy el contramaestre Scott. Yo soy el contramaestre Scott.
Again.
Yo soy el contramaestre Scott.
Note that the word
el
or the is used in front of a title such as petty officer when a man identifies himself or another male. This word is not translated into English in this case.
Yo soy el contramaestre Scott.
Literally means I am the petty officer Scott. If you are a woman petty officer, you would use
La, yo soy la contramaestre,
followed by your last name. All the words for military ranks are the same for both male and female, except for
Capitán,
which becomes
Capitana.
Exercise three. In the following exercise, you are going to hear some titles. Using the title you hear, imagine you're being introduced to someone and identify yourself. For example, if you hear
Contramaestre,
say
Yo soy el contramaestre
plus your last name. Remember, if you're a woman, you would say
Yo soy la contramaestre
plus your last name. You will then hear the correct response.
Marinero.
Yo soy el marinero.
Followed by your last name.
Contramaestre.
Yo soy el contramaestre.
Jefe.
Yo soy el jefe.
Alférez.
Yo soy el alférez.
Teniente.
Yo soy el teniente.
Comandante.
Yo soy el comandante.
Capitán.
Yo soy el capitán.
Comodoro.
Yo soy el comodoro.
Almirante.
Yo soy el almirante.
Señor.
Yo soy el señor.
There are many expressions that can be used in greeting a person. A very common one is simply,
¿Cómo está usted?
Which means, how are you? Repeat.
¿Cómo está usted? ¿Cómo está usted?
If you are addressing more than one person, you would say,
¿Cómo están ustedes?
Which is the equivalent of, how are you all? Repeat.
Están. Están. Ustedes. Ustedes. ¿Cómo están ustedes? ¿Cómo están ustedes?
Exercise 4. Now you are going to hear names with titles. If you hear one name, such as
Jefe García,
say
¿Cómo está usted?
But if you hear more than one name, like
Jefe García y Señora García,
say,
¿Cómo están ustedes?
You will then hear the correct response. Ready?
Jefe Martínez.
¿Cómo está usted?
Señor Vargas y Señora Vargas.
¿Cómo están ustedes?
Alférez Cruz.
¿Cómo está usted?
Marinero Tapia y Marinero Amaya.
¿Cómo están ustedes?
Capitán Crespo y Señora Crespo.
¿Cómo están ustedes?
Señor Álvarez.
¿Cómo está usted?
The question,
¿Cómo está usted?
Is very commonly answered with,
Muy bien, gracias. ¿Y usted?
Which, as you know, means, fine, thank you. And you? Repeat.
Muy bien, gracias. ¿Y usted? Muy bien, gracias. ¿Y usted?
This concludes the first part of Module 1, Unit 1 in your book. If you're having difficulty, go back and review the sections that are giving you trouble. If you're ready, continue with the second part of Module 1, Unit 1.